Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
We are very happy right now to be joined in studio by Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearances on the show are brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, and by GEHA. GEHA is a proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holthus,
normally. Well read, man. That's well read.
Normally, Mitch, you have the stats. Let me give you a stat. Did you know the Chiefs have won 9 games in a row? 8 of those 9 wins have been one-score games.
It's everybody. I've had texts today. Of course, I think I put a head on a pillow at 4 a.m., so it's been a little bit of sleep deprivation. But head on a pillow not long. But everybody's saying, God, can we just win by 2 scores one of these times? It's getting interesting. But different ways to win with the winning them. The fact that this is the first, there's been, 8 previous back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Only one other one started 3-0, and it was the 49ers in 1990. They ended up going 15-1. They lost to the Giants in the NFC Championship game because no team's ever made it to the Super Bowl for a third chance of all the 8 previous winners. But I find that interesting. Chiefs are only the second to start 3-0.
So my biggest takeaway from the game, and I'm just curious to get your thoughts on it, was this. I understand that these games are nerve-wracking, right? You're on the edge of your seat. You're going crazy.
Well, now we got cameras in here. Yeah. I got that GoPro camera up in the booth, you know. It'll have 700,000 views. I forget it's there, but then I'm terrified that it's there. Like, am I scratching? Am I, picking my nose or whatever? But here we are again. But, they can see how nervous I am up there.
The best thing that you can say about any team is they just figure out and find a way to win. And this team, every fourth quarter is going to be close. And they just constantly make one or two more plays. It's fourth and short. We all know what Atlanta wants to do. They do what you should do. They gave the ball to their best offensive player. Bijan Robinson, in my opinion, is one of the 5 best running backs in the National Football League, one of the best all-purpose players. Give the ball to him. Let him make a decision. Let him get a first down. And the Chiefs just continue to make one or two more plays than the opposition. That is a skill that I understand. Hey, I want to see the Chiefs win one of these games comfortably. I had the stat. In the NFL, the last 10 years, 62% of games are decided by one score. That means about 10 games of your season are going to be like that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, and then, you know, so globally, looking at that game from a macro viewpoint with Bijan Robinson, and we've seen him be a beast. He can take a game over. I was shocked they didn't throw to him more because I think he's as much of a weapon in the passing game as he is running the ball. Get him in space, tackle breaker. But to hold him on 16 carries to 31 yards is ridiculous. That dude, that you hold him down all day long. Now, their play call on the 4th-and-1 was a little weird, I thought. They're trying to go vertical. I mean, they didn't try to just plug it into the A gap. It is a play, and they're missing two offensive linemen, including their center, and maybe that was going into their play call. But they tried to go to the B or C gap, and that gave Bolton a chance to shoot through. And then he got some help from Chenal to finish it off. But all day long, they were defending him in the run game as good, I think only one other time. New Orleans defended him and gave him less yards in his young career, but that dude's a stud. I'm with you. And the fact that you held him down all day long is a great testimony and tip of the cap to this defense.
With the three starting running backs, they have had 51 carries for 111 yards so far through the first three games. Man, football is simple. Can you run the ball effectively? The Chiefs have run the ball effectively, I would say, in two of their three games, maybe didn't as well in the first game against the Ravens, and they have stopped the run in all of those games. If you do those things, you are going to find yourself in a position to win every single week.
Yeah, people say you have to throw the ball to win, and that's true, and you look at the metrics. But if you run the ball, you just completely wipe a team out. And if you prevent the run, like the Chiefs have really done now for a year and a half, then you cannot play this game one-handed. And so the Chiefs defensively have been able to do that. That and their ability to dig in when it matters the most. You get a stop at the 6 and a stop at the 11 in the fourth quarter on the road in the same game where you had two goal-to-go stops against Baltimore in week 1, that's ridiculous. You can go a whole season in the NFL with every team and not see that. And the Chiefs have done it in the first 3 weeks. It's, again, a great testimony to this defense and the way it's something I'm going to ask Coach Reed about tonight, because something we take for granted, C-Dot, we think of toughness physically, but there's also a mental and emotional toughness with this defense. You know, always brag up the 2022 draft class. You'd hire every one of them. You'd work for every one of them. But they're just so tough, mental, emotional, and physical, that it permeates through this whole defense.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Going back to Rashee Rice, you know I'm big on snap counts, and I'm also target dot too. There is a line in Rashee Rice's career. They lost the game last year to Philadelphia 21-17. In that game, Justin Watson had 11 targets. Since then, the Chiefs have had 9 regular season games. Rashee Rice has had double-digit targets in 5 of those games. When did you start to notice the shift? And he went from, to me, being a guy who could maybe be Chris Godwin, who I think is a really good wide receiver, but maybe not like a true number one. I mean, right now, Rashee Rice is playing like an all-pro caliber player. He's playing like a guy who's worthy of being in the conversation of a top 10, top 15 wide receiver in the league. When did you start to notice that change, that shift with him?
At the Raiders. Crossing pattern. He turns the corner right in front of me and goes for a 29-yard touchdown, and it was an explosive play. Again, we like to think of explosive plays as vertical routes, you know, the 44-yarder to him in week 2 or the one 35 yards to Worthy in week 1. But when he caught the crosser against man-to-man against the Raiders in a tight game, a game that both teams needed to have. And he turned the corner. It was like, okay, this dude is there. Now, he's also learning. One of the things I asked Coach about tonight in the interview on Chiefs Kingdom Show is his growth in learning how to read defenses, which is becoming paramount with the way the Chiefs are being played again. Those safeties are good last night. Those are two old Wiley dudes, right? We've seen him before. Bates with Cincinnati and Justin Simmons played him for the 16th time last night. But they're back at 12 and backpedaling to 20 yards. But then they would do something post-snap. So the ability of Rashee Rice now to understand defenses and where they are, because many of these are choice routes, right? And he's got a decision to make based on where the defense is. And I just see him growing more and more and more. And of course, we know about his ability to break tackles. He's number one in the league at it with yards after catch. But his ability to grow in understanding and get into Pat's head and get Pat's confidence in Rashee's ability to read defenses is a big deal. And so if he stays healthy, he could have a big year.
We got to talk about two things. I know it's positive. It's a Red Monday, but you're there. You're around this team. I have to get your thoughts on it. This is certainly not the start people envision for Travis Kelce. What are you seeing? How have teams been able to kind of take him out of the offensive game plan?
Well, first of all, they try to, if he's on the line of scrimmage, even if he's in motion, Chiefs move him around some, but they just try to rough him up. There's somebody right there in the first two counts, and then there's somebody at least like right behind him or at about 5 to 7 yards, or they'll shade to him, maybe a half shade. So where everybody else is playing a game in like a 40-acre pasture, Kelce's playing the game in a garage, and he's surrounded by enemies in that garage. Now, he stayed patient. He's not getting upset that he's not getting targets and catches. Now, there were a couple he could have had last night. I think the third and two, I just went back and reviewed the video this afternoon where Bates comes up and makes the play. I think Bates kind of, and Dana even mentioned this on the play-by-play, I think Bates surprised him, like where he was at. Like he was closer than maybe, that's the Wiley veteran showing you, hey, I'm off, and all of a sudden I'm on. But still, that's a catch that Kelce needs to yank down for 4 yards and get a first down. But for the most part, he's staying patient. And if Rice keeps blowing up, you're going to have to choose your poison. But right now, everybody's choosing to take Kelce out. It's the Lou Anarumo thing to do. It's what the Bills want to do and have done. So I really thought that Trav would have a big game, but Atlanta decided to do the same thing to him, even though they're unfamiliar with us.
This is the first time when watching Kelce in a while that I go into these games. Maybe this is me looking at it through a gambling perspective, a fantasy football perspective, looking at the box score and the numbers. I don't know what to expect from Travis Kelce. On Sunday against the Chargers, certainly a team you're familiar with, Travis Kelce could have 6 catches for 105 yards and look like the Travis Kelce of old. Or Travis Kelce could have 4 catches for 24 yards in this game. I can't remember the last time that we kind of went into a game where I don't know what you can expect. I know what to expect from Rashee Rice. He's basically done this for the last 3 months of games. We're in a really weird space, in my opinion, with Kelce, where I don't know what to do with his production right now or what it's going to be on a week-by-week basis.
Well, it depends. Again, I don't look at it from gambling. I can't. I'm prohibited and don't really want to. And I don't play fantasy football. That'd drive me crazy because I'd be up all night wanting to beat everybody on the earth. But I guess I just don't worry about it as much. I don't see Kels worrying about it. I don't see Andy or Patrick worrying about it. I just think it's going to happen organically. It could happen this week. Now, let me ask you this. I asked Matt McMullen this, too, on our podcast. And you're like Gen Z or a millennial guy. Do they still collect comic books? I mean, is it all digital now, or do I collect? I have collector's items, right?
I was never a comic book guy.
Never was?
No.
Know anybody that was?
Not really.
Somebody at Missouri Southern, like Ralph down the...
I was really a baseball card, football card guy when I was a kid.
You and me both. But I mean, is Ralph down the dorm room? He's got all these comic books. The reason I'm saying that, you have these comic book villains for Patrick and for Kels. This week, honestly, Jesse Bates... I'm like, that's just the Bengals. And there's no, Justin Simmons is a total Lex Luthor villain for Patrick Mahomes. He's intercepted Pat more times than anybody else ever. But Derwin James, to me, of the Chargers, is one of Kelce's big-time villains. This is Batman or Superman going up against the Joker. And Derwin James wants to play vicious. He wants to, like, get after Kels. So I don't know if the Chargers are going to play cover two, back up the safeties. Derwin James doesn't want to do that. He wants to come in and, like, tear dudes up. And usually him and Kels have a nice little tussle going on. So that's a little bit of a game within a game that could dictate and maybe be part of your answer this week. But I know Kels will be ready for these guys.
Right now we're talking to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Patrick Mahomes looks off. I can't fully explain why he looks off, and maybe it is just by his own incredible standard that he has set that he is the best quarterback in the world. It's not really close. Do you expect him to go out there every game and throw for 275, two touchdowns, and no interceptions? But, I mean, dating back to last year, he has thrown 18 interceptions in his 19 regular season starts. Now, in the postseason, it is like his brain just shifts, and he's like, I can't make this throw. I got to be more conservative. But I mean, in these games, you kind of know once, maybe twice a game, Pat's going to give the defense a chance to make a play. Does he seem off to you? What are you seeing in the first three games of the season?
He missed some yesterday. There was one with Rice. They had a perfect play call. And they were moving Rice around last night a lot. It was great. They had a great scheme with him. But there's one where he starts in the slot, motions, and finds a void and kind of slices, and Pat just missed him. And there's another where Xavier Worthy runs the wrong route on the third and two where they're trying to run clock at the end. Well, that was on the receiver. I just still think it's maybe he's trying to still try to get used to these guys because, let's be honest, Worthy's a rookie and Rice is only in his second year. Now, he's had high productivity, going back to what we just said, trying to get Juju Smith-Schuster up and run a little bit. So I think it's a matter of getting into a flow with these guys. But he's also missed a couple guys that are open. But again, I don't worry about it. I think just like the Kelsey discussion with you, it's coming. And it'll hit, and he'll throw for 350 and four touchdowns, and it'll be just fine. The cool thing about Patrick, though, he's like Kelsey. Teams are forcing, are you going to be patient? They're just staring him down. Honestly, it's like the Falcons, all three of these opponents have just stared at him like, so what are you going to do? Are you going to get impatient? Are you going to get itchy? Are you going to make a mistake? Now then they'll throw him some stuff. That was a blitz on his interception. I didn't call the blitz on the play-by-play because it happened so fast, but going back and reviewing the video, the Chiefs didn't pick up that blitz. They did pick up the blitz because P. Ryan picked up the blitz on the touchdown to Rice, the first one. But the point is, I think it's just all a tick off, a tick here, a tick there. Sometimes it's on Pat, sometimes it's on the receiver, but I still see the clock ticking in the right direction, and it's going to come sooner than later.
Yeah, there were two of those throws that I thought he missed that, to me, change the course of the game and maybe don't make it as nerve-wracking at the end. He had a crossing route to Rasheed Rice. Mm-hmm. You could argue Rice dropped it. Maybe the ball was too high. It wasn't. Both players, I thought, messed up on it. On that third down, what did you see on that third down? Because it felt like Worthy was open and Rice was both open, but they were running in the same spot. They've kind of said, all right, I cut my route off so I could let him run through. What did you see on the Chiefs' last offensive play for the incompletion for them to punt the ball back to where they needed the defense to get a stop and get themselves off the field?
Yeah, that may be on Xavier, I think. And Pat called an audible. If you go back and watch the video, you'll see him calling an audible on the play because he saw Atlanta. And I don't think Atlanta deked him on this one. There were a couple times they did. Atlanta did a good job. There was a mind game, chess game. But I think Pat got this one right. I think Worthy somehow, either verbal or nonverbal communication, thought something was going to happen that didn't in the spacing. It's like basketball. You love the NBA. It's such a big deal to have spacing in the NBA. The spacing wasn't there, and the way Atlanta was playing their defense, spacing was paramount. And so it will be again this week against the Chargers.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about Carson Steele. He gets his first start. I'm sure you've seen the video now at this point where Carson's family is at the wedding and they're watching it. A really cool moment. I did my Googles on him, and I saw that. So wait, you're telling me at Ball State you ran for 1,600 yards. All right, that's a mid-major. Let's see what you do. You transfer, you go to another level. You then run for almost 1,000 yards at UCLA. This wouldn't be a story if the Chiefs had drafted the lead, you know, a top five rusher in the Pac-12 last season in the fourth round, and the guy goes on to be a productive NFL player. But because he was undrafted, it's like, oh, this guy came out of nowhere. Like, No, he played major college football last year. He was a good player last year. I never worried about his ability to step in for Isaiah Pacheco. He did, and he and Piron did exactly what this offense needed. You needed those guys to get you around 100 yards from scrimmage. That is exactly what you got from those two guys. You mentioned the Bijan Robinson. The Chiefs outran the Atlanta Falcons. I would have told you that that's the formula to the Chiefs winning this game.
No question. Now, in the case, obviously his sister didn't think he was going to make it either, although she wouldn't have kept her wedding date on that third week of the NFL season. She thought, you know, he's going to be cut or practice squad or he'll be able to be at the wedding. So I found that humorous. Like, God, we didn't think he's going to make it. I think when you look at people, they get in love with 40 times, and in many cases you should, but it depends on what you want a player to be. Pacheco's not busting a 4-2-1 like Xavier Worthy, and nor is Carson Steele. He's about a 4-6-5. But you don't need Carson Steele to be 4-2-1. You need Carson Steele to do exactly what he's doing. His pad level, tough, 6-yard burst. He's not going to run away from anybody. Probably not. But that's not what the Chiefs need here. What they need is exactly what they're getting. And he's smart and tough, and he's catching on to the offense. I would tell you, though, the Piran pickup, I did a whole minute with Mitch on it 2 weeks ago on Channel 41 and the other markets it's on, where I just said this was such a big pickup by Brett Veach. At the time, it looked like a luxury. Now it's a necessity. And I also told you, I think, last week that it's going to be an algebraic equation. Look at Andy Reid's ingenuity and how he got runs that aren't runs but look like they end up being like runs, but they're not runs, whether it's the end around or the short passes or the bubble screen or Rashee Rice in the backfield running the ball on a regular running play. And Ingram's going to get some love here pretty soon, and we'll see what Kareem Hunt can do down the road. But the point is, it's going to take all of this. But you got exactly what you needed at a steal. I think he's going to give you that every week. He just has to stay healthy. He took some shots last night, but the guy is so incredibly strong. That's the other thing to look at is, okay, he's not going to be a 4-4 guy, but look how strong he is. Like, his measurables in what he does in the weight room are off the chart. He made that one guy's freak list. Bink would know, but the point is, like, Ralph, you know, Cramden's freak list, and this guy's a freak. So he's a little bit of a freak, but he's perfect for what the Chiefs need and want.
So Denny Matthews was on the show earlier today, and the thing I've learned from him most in his appearances coming on over the years is the great ones adjust to the adjusting. I would say what I've learned most from you when your time's coming on the show is you were on Team Take the Points. And early on, I was the new school analytic. You got to go for it on fourth down. You got to go with what the percentages say. I've kind of come around to your side over the course of the last couple of years. I'm on Team Take the Points. You can't go broke taking a profit. And the one, I know it upsets fans and they want you to be aggressive and go for it on fourth down. That's not the way the NFL. I think people still think the league is 31, 35. This is a 24 to 27 league right now. And you're only going to touch the ball 8 to 9 times. If you're telling me every time you touch the ball, if you're getting 3 to 7 points and you can score in that range, you got a chance to win. I'm starting to come around to your side, and I'm starting to be on Team Take the Points.
Well, it's been proven now over 2 years, too many games are being lost by people doing crazy things. Let's just take the Falcons. You're Raheem Morris. 4th and 5, okay, at the 6. You kick 3 there. You still have 3 timeouts and gobs of time. And now you're down 2. A field goal wins the game. They go for it. They're still down a touchdown. They get it back. You could have won the game on a field goal when you got down to the 11. That's assuming you're going to stop the Chiefs. But what's saying you're not going to stop the Chiefs? And this is going to sound arrogant. I do not want it to sound arrogant. But the Chiefs right now, and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, are in people's heads. They're living rent-free in these opponents' heads because I've seen teams and coaches make decisions they don't normally make to thinking this is what I have to do to beat the Chiefs. Whereas if they just think of what we need to do to win against any opponent, they'd be much better off. I think the division has been that way, and how they put together their teams and the moves they've made is to chase the Chiefs. Well, just build your own team. I think that's what Harbaugh is trying to do with the Chargers. But these coaches now, last night, I mean, the biggest argument if you're a Falcon fan here is kick two field goals and win 23-22. There's more of probability of that than making 4th and 5 at the 6.
Right now, we got Mitch Holtis in studio for a couple more minutes here. We got Chiefs Kingdom coming up later today. We got Mitch and Mitch, two of my favorite people. I love Mitchell Shorts. I'm excited that you guys have him on Chiefs Kingdom.
Well, he's so cerebral. He's fun. He's got his own little sense of humor, right? But it's fun to have him on tonight because we're going to dive into the offensive line. I thought Wanya Morris did a really good job, probably his best game of his five starts of his career. And think of the gauntlet he had to play last year in weeks 14 through 17 because it was Von Miller, it was Hendrickson, it was Max Crosby, all the dudes. It also shows you not all edge rushers are the same because Trey Hendrickson, I did cover that last week, was messing with Kingsley Suamaitia. I don't know if Bosa is going to play this week, but Khalil Mack will. And so that makes
I don't know if Herbert's going to play for the Chargers.
I don't know if Ault will. I don't know if Slater will. I mean, that thing was a street fight yesterday. But I was going to bring up to you what Jim Harbaugh is clearly wanting to do. Now, let's be honest. Jim and John Harbaugh are very different brothers. This is like stepbrothers and Will Ferrell and what's his name? I'm blanking out. But they're two very, very different dudes. But I think Jim Harbaugh is trying to bring to the AFC West what John Harbaugh did with the Ravens to the AFC East. And that is, we're just going to beat you up. That's the way they're playing. And that game with Pittsburgh was a street fight. And there was just casualties all over the place on both sides. Just wait till the Wednesday injury report comes out for the Chargers.
It's going to be a lot of people on there.
There's going to be on there. It'll be close to double digits on that list. But that's the way they've decided to play. That's the way Jim Harbaugh, I think, wants to come to the AFC West and say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to beat you up. And they went and got dudes that play that way. They already have dudes that play that way. And on offense, they want to do that because they're bringing J.K. Dobbins, a little bit of Gus Edwards at you, some play pass. But it's going to be physical, and we're just going to hit you. What are you going to do about it? And that's the way the Chargers are playing.
That is our guy, Mitch Holtis, joining us in studio. His appearances are presented by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center and by GEHA. They are a proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Tonight, the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Mitch Holtis, Mitch Schwartz, two of my favorite people. Coming up,
Shawnee, by the way, I put out mission on my first tweet this morning, and it was sleep deprivation. We're at Shawnee Hy-Vee. Shawnee.
All right, come out to the Shawnee Hy-Vee later today. Coming up on the other side, I am becoming an old guy. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.